What's happening, team? Welcome to another episode of the Self-Made Mind podcast. We are here to help you unlock your physical, mental and spiritual health. Now, today is a massive episode. It's something that is a massive part of everyday life. It's mindset.
You could spend hours on this one, couldn't you?
Mate, it's such a broad subject, but what we're going to try to do today, Dan, is identify five ways that you can create a champion's mindset from our own experience, from experience talking to multiple guests that have achieved great things, mate. So let's get this underway, pal. A good place to start, I think, is what is mindset? I'm going to get your definition first, Dan.
So I think it does what it says on the tin. You know, mindset means that your mind will be set on something. And I feel that if it is, then you can either talk your way into something or out of something and achieve something or not achieve something, depending on how that mind is set, how you approach things. I think that's what I think of when I think of mindset. I think about, how are you going to approach something? And with what kind of attitude are you going to show up? What sort of self-talk do you have? What sort of belief system do you have about yourself? And then what actions are you going to take in order to achieve something or not to achieve something? So that's my take on it.
That's a pretty good definition.
I've achieved and I've failed.
Yeah.
And I will continue to do so.
Yeah.
I don't have a fixed mindset on that. I'm okay with flowing. I'm okay with failure. I just brush myself off and I go again, and sometimes I succeed as well. So
it is what it is. It's a pretty good definition, mate. I'm going to read one that I researched personally that I thought were a really good kind of, you know, definition, what I saw. So it says, a mindset is a series of self-perceptions or self-beliefs people hold about themselves. These determine behaviour, outlook, mental attitude. For example, believing you are either intelligent or unintelligent. The one that you believe is going to be your truth.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
It's such a powerful thing, isn't it? But I think the comforting thing is it's something that can be worked on. And it's such a broad subject, and there's so many subcategories under mindset. But once you have that self-awareness, you can start to work on those things, can't you?
Yeah. What's helped you with yours?
I think you realise that you have a choice on how you perceive things. So you can either, you know, shit happens to everyone, doesn't it? So you can either choose to stay down in the pits when something happens to you, or you can kind of let it in, okay, that's done, and then focus on the positives to come out of that situation. And that's what I try to do with everything.
Yeah.
I seem to get a lot of those, you know, people say, oh, you're positive all the time. But I don't know, I think it's just a choice. Not one of those, you know, never going to be down or negative, but I think you can choose to be positive a big amount of the time.
Yeah. What's really helped me is training. I know it's my thing, it's my profession, and it's what I coach and what I teach, but it builds so many mental calluses. You just get really resilient and really strong. And every time you go to approach something, and it could be really simple, it could be a simple thing like a deadlift. A deadlift is a staple exercise in, you know, it's what we need to do. And we always should be doing an exercise like that to develop our strength for life. And it's really basic. You just pick an object up off the floor with a good posture.
Yeah.
But when you get to a certain weight, you can talk your way in or out of lifting it and picking it up off the ground.
Yeah.
So just a simple thing like that to rinse and repeat and fail a few times and try to pick it up and then go, oh no, that feels a bit heavy, and then go back and go again.
Yeah.
Just keep going back and going again. And the, how you approach that, you can then transfer that into other things and have a bit more of a relaxed mindset on thinking, you know what, I've got this.
Mm.
And I say it to my clients all the time, do you believe you're going to do that?
Yeah.
And they go, no. I'm like, well, don't address the bar then.
Yeah.
Just say, no, that's it for today.
Mm.
Oh, no, well, I'll give it a go then. Well, no, don't give it a go, because you're just opening yourself up to a possibility of failing. Yeah. Like, know that you're going to do it.
Yeah.
And then it has a different outcome.
It does.
When the mindset shifts.
Yeah.
Into a belief system that, yeah, I've got this, I'm going to do it. And it's as simple as any lift, shoulder press, a, you know, a number that you try to achieve, whatever it is, fix on it, focus on it, go for it, go get it.
And it's not just, people think it's just words, but it's actually causing like chemical reactions in your brain. The positive thoughts actually fire the neurons together and cause them to like create new neural pathways. So it's not just, oh, I'm just saying this positive thing, I'm hoping it's going to work. It's actually causing physical changes as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of studies on that. Neuroplasticity. There you go. Yeah.
Like a flexible mind.
Yes.
Not a fixed one.
Correct. And on that note, one of the most famous studies on this was from Dr. Carol Dweck. She was professor of psychology at Stanford University, and she did the study on fixed and growth mindsets 30 years ago. And Carol Dweck and her colleagues became interested in students' attitudes about failure. They noticed that some students rebounded, while other students seemed devastated by even the smallest setbacks. After studying the behaviour of thousands of children, Dr. Dweck coined the terms fixed and growth mindset to describe the underlying beliefs people have about learning and intelligence. When students believe they can get smarter, they understand that effort makes them stronger. Therefore, they put in extra time and effort, and that leads to higher achievement. This study was done over 30 years ago, and it's something that becomes quite obvious when you start studying people. And it sticks out a mile, doesn't it? You can look at someone after being with them for a short period of time and just say, that's a fixed mindset.
Yeah.
Can't you? They do stand out, don't they? So, another good thing, though, is that these things can be worked on, and I believe that I probably did have a bit more of a fixed mindset, say, five or six years back I did. So it's just a process, isn't it? And you can learn to have that growth mindset, change your perception and think more positively about everyday things.
It's like training again. It always comes back to, it's training your brain.
Training the brain.
To do it, you know, and to put yourself in those situations. One of the things that taught me a massive lesson was my partner, Kayleigh. Shout out to Kayleigh.
Yes, Kayleigh.
You've met Kayleigh. She's a high viber. She's got a lot of energy.
Yes.
And I watched her compete for the first time in CrossFit.
Mm.
And it's quite a nerve-wracking thing, especially when you're not used to that sort of arena.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And she made a bit of a cock up during one of the workouts, but she just laughed it off. Like in the moment, she's competing, and she's like, "Oh, like that. Oh, never mind. Carry on." Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And she didn't see it as, "Oh my God, everyone's watching me," and like this big fear thing of making a mountain out of a molehill. She just brushed herself down and then carried on, and it seemed like she was just having fun in the moment, which created less pressure.
Mm.
And then she ended up probably achieving more than she would have done if she'd have had another, you know, sort of emotion attached to what had happened. And I just thought, that's a really cool way of being. You know, like, I don't know how I would have handled it in that situation. Do you know what I mean? And she just seemed to just brush herself off really quick and get back in the saddle and just carry on with a smile on her face. And I think again, that's how you approach things, isn't it? It's with a smile on your face. Just relax about it. Don't think too much. Just keep doing. Yeah. Just keep going. Yeah. Keep trying.
Yeah.
It's okay. You know?
It's the little things like what Kayla did there. She learnt to laugh when something went wrong. And if you can just make that tiny little alteration when bad things happen, just learn to laugh rather than, you know, say, fucking hell, whatever else you want to do. I think that is just tiny little changes like that can make a massive difference.
Yeah.
Huge. I try to do it. It's hard. You know, you stub your toe. Instead of cursing at every person that's around you, just laugh instead now.
Yeah.
And then it's gone.
If you look at any elite performers, let's mainly go with sport. If you look at your top, let's say, football teams, they've got a winning mentality. Yeah. They've just got a... And they look very relaxed when they're operating. If a team's losing quite frequently, you can see they're uptight.
Yeah.
They're scared to make errors. They're scared to make other decisions that might be a bit more flamboyant and suit their style of play. They hold themselves back a bit more.
Mm.
You know that, and that all just comes down to how you're approaching something and your mindset in doing it.
Mm.
So, you know, it's repetition. It's repetition of winning.
Yeah. That's it, man.
I got asked on a live. I'd decided to do my first CrossFit individual competition last year,
right.
And I was doing a live with my community group. And somebody said, "How's your training going, Dan? And where do you think you're going to place?" And I was like, "It's going well, thanks." And I might as well just say it. I'm going to come first or second.
Yes, Dan.
Very, very, like, come on. I said, I don't know who I'm competing against, and I don't know how many competitors there'll be, but I'm just going to say it now. I've put myself out there. Now I've got to make it happen, first or second.
Yeah.
So I'm not just going to go top three. I'm going to get on that podium, one or two, that's that. And I thought, oh, shit. You said it now. I got to back it up. And when I got there on the day, I still had it in my mind that we're like, I'm doing this now and there's no other option.
Yeah.
I put it out there. I said what I'm going to do. So I was just looking around all day thinking, who do I need to beat? Who do I need to... Who? Right, he looks like he's top dog, as, you know, so I'm going to go with him.
We look in the mirror.
Me and him meeting... You got, yeah. Me and him need to be in that final podium sort of thing.
Yeah.
And that was my whole mindset towards that day because I'd already said what my intentions were.
Yeah, yeah.
There's
something very powerful in that, I think, isn't there?
There is, and long story short, I won. I don't come second, I won. So,
good man.
And again, because I told myself and I told other people, I put it out to the universe, this is what my intentions are, this is what I'm going to do. And it really does work. You know, you've just got to give it a try. You know, just saying it is powerful.
Mm.
You're putting it out there in the ether, this is what I'm about to do.
Mm.
And then don't doubt yourself either.
Yeah.
You know, like going back to Jimmy and his sport and boxing, and you cannot doubt yourself.
No,
you can't.
Stands out a mile.
Oh yeah, big time. Particularly when you're on your own in an individual sport.
Yeah,
your self belief has got to be
massive,
extremely high. Yeah. So that was just a little lesson. Try it. Just give it a go. Just tell people what you're gonna do.
Yeah.
Not I'm gonna compete in this. I don't want to come last. Don't say things like that. Just, you know, set the bar a little bit higher, and then you're gonna have to work even harder in your build up to make sure that you're getting what you've said.
Yeah.
So
kicks in the action, doesn't it?
Well, when you should put it out there, you put it out there. You got to do the work then.
Yeah, it ties quite nicely into the five ways that we have identified how to create a champion mindset. So number one, and this is what we've just been speaking about, believe in yourself. And I think that is the number one for a reason, because if you don't believe in yourself, like, you're just never gonna achieve really anything that you're capable of. So it starts there. You've got to believe in yourself, get rid of all the, you know, limiting beliefs that you've had before, that the negative self-talk, and start practicing that positive, you know, affirmations, and not the woo-woo stuff. We don't need to be woo-woo, but like I say, it causes that chemical reaction.
What's
in your brain.
Woo-woo?
crystals and all that type of stuff.
Okay.
No offence, I have crystals at home. But that's what people call woo-woo anyway. So, yeah.
Yeah, so you're not
believing
just,
yourself.
You're not just meditating this lovely image expecting it to happen.
That's right, yeah. So we talk about, you know, the law of attraction. There is something in the law of attraction, but you need to take
the
steps. It's
the law of action for me.
The law of action. That's the end. Yeah. I like that. Yeah, I like it. So believe in yourself, number one. Number two, dream big. Like you were just talking about, set the big goals. Because what were you saying? That then equals the action that you need to take to achieve that goal. So that's number two. Number three, use failure as your teacher. What do you think about that one?
You've got to do that. Because you've got to experience it time and time again.
Mm.
Again, if we go back to elite performers in any arena, they won't have been able to get there without failing countless times on a shot or whatever it is that they're doing. They will have made errors along that journey.
Of course, so.
You can't just climb the top of the mountain. You can't just land on it. You've got to climb it, and there's obstacles on the way all the time.
Mm.
And it's just like, it's okay, brush it down, keep going, it's fine. And I think it's like having that playful mindset, again, going back to what I said about Kayleigh, try to play with it and try not to think this is absolutely everything.
Mm.
Because at the end of the day, when you reflect on your life, are these little things that you're gonna that you're putting all your energy and all your eggs into that basket, is it really gonna matter when it comes down to the crunch?
Mm.
It, probably not.
No.
You know?
You're right, so, mate. You're right. And again, it comes down to you've got to get the reps in, haven't you? And because the old saying, confidence needs evidence.
Mm.
So the more that you do something, the more confident that you're going to become.
Yeah.
And that's by failing forward, as Denzel Washington says. Keep failing, learning and growing. Like I say, that's what we need to do. Be okay with it.
What I try and help my clients with as well is them understanding themselves a little bit more, which will make them reflect, and then that's them creating their own power.
Yeah.
So I try and harness and support their journey, whatever they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I always ask them why. Why do you want that?
Yeah.
And then there's a little practice where you go seven levels deep.
Right.
So, for example, I want to lose body fat. Why? Because I don't like the way that I look. Why don't you like the way that you look? Because it makes me feel insecure. Why do you feel insecure? Do you know what I mean? And start to unpick and unravel yourself.
Yeah.
And then when you get right down in there,
back to the core,
right in there, then you understand why you're going to do it. And you're not just going to embark on a journey and get a few steps down that journey and go, oh, you know what, it's not me, it's not for me this, because you didn't go deep enough as to why you're about to do it.
Mm.
And also, I would say, have a very, very clear, tangible goal.
Yeah.
Example, shout out to my mate Leon. Leon was a professional rugby league player.
Yeah. Big shout, Leon, lad.
Big shout out to Leon LP, the big dog Price. Leon achieved some unbelievable things in his career, one of the highest performers in Britain in his era.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a goal that when he was a kid, he wanted to be Lance Todd Trophy winner,
mm-hmm.
which is a Challenge Cup final, and it's getting man of the match in a Challenge Cup final. That was his goal.
Yeah.
So when he turned pro at 16 and made his debut, his goal was not achieved. When he started to earn really good money, by the time he was 17, his goal was not achieved. When he signed for one of the biggest clubs in Super League and playing in a position that he wanted and representing Great Britain and doing all these other things, his goal was not achieved, and it took him a long time until he got it. And then when he got that goal, it were quite strange actually, because then his career started to just slightly take a bit of a dwindle, because that was the goal.
Yeah, yeah.
And you keep playing and you keep going until that vision has been met. If you look at Tyson Fury as well, for example, he said in an interview, what are your plans once you've beaten Klitschko and you've got heavyweight champion of the world and you've got those belts?
Yeah.
He went, probably depression. That's what he said. Yeah. And that were true then.
Yeah.
Because he didn't set another goal. That was his life, and he didn't choose anything else. Yeah.
It's gold medal syndrome, I think it's term, isn't it? Because Michael Phelps went through something similar, didn't he? I think he went through loads of depression when he finished swimming.
So a lot do, and it's a massive part of somebody's identity, isn't it? It's like, who am I now?
Yeah.
And it's something that elite athletes do struggle with, and we can't all compare to that, because not everyone's an elite athlete, and our listeners are elite athletes. There will be some, but just to put it in a context, you know, your goal on achievement has got to be quite strong. There were also another study that they can sort of refer to. We're all sort of connected somehow, so animals do similar things to us too.
Yeah.
So in this study, they put mice in a tunnel, and at one end of the tunnel they put some cheese there, and they had detectors on the mice to see how fast they would get to the goal. So they had a reading, a detection on how hard they were pulling in one direction. Then in another study, they had the cheese at one side, and then at the other side of the tunnel they had a cat. So the cat chased the mice.
Yeah.
The mice moved about 10 times faster towards the goal because they were scared.
Yeah.
So the fear drove them forward. So again, going back to that seven layers deep thing, and it always relates to elite performing as well. CEOs of companies, elite athletes, fighters, combat athletes. Some people are like, you've got to be crazy to do that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and it's tapping into a different kind of mindset. And it's because they're moving away from something, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
that's
so
interesting.
Yeah, and we can all relate to animals in that sort of sense. So, you know, have you got some fear as well, and what's pushing you towards your goal a little bit faster? And it's thinking about all those sorts of things as well. You know, it's not just about rocking up one day and go, oh, I'm just going to give it a go. Like, you've got to think about things a little bit more.
What's driving you?
Yeah.
Some people don't have it though, do they? And then I think that's, some people might, I don't know, it's some, like, I don't personally have something that's like fear that's driving me. So would you say that someone who's got fear compared to myself is probably more likely to achieve?
Possibly.
Yeah. That's what the studies might say.
Possibly.
Yeah. I'll still beat you. Anyway, this is, like I say, it's such a passionate thing, really. It's probably one of the reasons why we started this podcast, is mindset. It's everything, isn't it? You know,
yeah.
Tony Robbins, the great Tony Robbins, he's got a good quote that says, business is 80% mindset, 20% mechanics. And I think that basically can apply to anything. So
yeah.
Business, sport, life, going to your 9-to-5 job, whatever you're doing, I think it's 80% mindset. So I think we could all benefit from, you know, working on it a bit more, basically.
Like you say, in everything as well. You know, I have tried and tested a marriage and failed at it. So I were in a marriage that didn't work. It broke down. And then I'm in a new relationship now, a very happy relationship, But there's been times where in that relationship I've heard the same things, as in, this is me. I need to look at myself.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because I can see like reoccurring problems.
Yeah, patterns.
And yeah, and then it'd be like, right, I need to go check myself here.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, that's you owning up, taking ownership and accountability to whatever you're trying to do as well, and not to point and blame. Don't ever blame anybody for failure or mistakes. Look at yourself, hold yourself accountable. And again, it relates to business, relationships, things that you're trying to achieve.
Yeah.
And I thought, yeah, you know what? I've heard that before, and I need to really check myself now.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and that's something that then you go away and you work on, and then it's your attitude on how you approach things.
Yeah, that's
moving forward after that.
Yeah.
So,
I think the word self keeps coming up in this conversation. You know, self-perception, self-awareness, all that type of stuff.
Self-belief.
Self-belief. The self-made mind. This is what. Whoa, here we go. So I think
we're onto something.
I think we are. I think what is obvious is all this is created by the self. The power is within you to change it. That's what we need to remember, that it's doing the work, doing the self work, and it's inside. It's inside. We've got the power to change it. So, yeah, there's a nice reminder there.
I want to ask you a question.
Well,
because it was something that I massively admired you for, and it's something that I've not done.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about the 72-hour fast, because one of the things that it's the most natural thing in the world that when you get hungry, you just eat.
Yeah.
And having discipline to even eat healthy is challenging for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But then to abstain for that duration, I've done 24-hour fasts, and I do that a few times a year just to give myself a bit of a reset and give my body a rest and to, you know, because I put my body through a lot of training, a lot of food.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got to have that balance somehow. Yeah. So every now and then for me, I throw in a 24-hour fast. Yeah. You've gone way beyond that. And I find that quite difficult. I'm like, my body's talking to me, my mind's talking to me.
Yeah.
Can you articulate what was going on in your head during that time?
Yeah, I think I'll just tell people why I did it first, because obviously, like yourself, Dan, we like to give ourselves challenges, don't we? Especially related to our health. So I was watching Limitless by Chris Hemsworth on the Disney Channel. Great documentary. And one of the episodes was fasting. And they were just talking about all the different research, what the benefits it's got for your health, for your body. I believe there's a process called, is it autophagy, Dan?
Yeah.
Process called autophagy, where basically your body kind of eats away at its bad cells, like its precancerous cells.
Recycling.
Like a recycling of the cells. I think it's when I heard him speaking about it, I think it was Dr. Peter Attia, talking, the longevity expert, talking about that process. I just thought, right, I need to try this. And
didn't go just straight in at a 24-hour, you just went straight for jugular.
Went straight for the 72 hours. Like we were saying earlier, mate, back to one of the five steps, set a big goal. So that's what I did. And I just knew it'd test my discipline. It'd test my mindset. I just knew if I'd complete this, I know that I'd get a lot from it. And after seeing the benefits as well, I just thought, right, I'm going for it. So that's what I did, mate.
Nice.
That's what I did.
It's commendable.
And listen, anyone that's done it in the past knows it's very hard, because your mind starts to play tricks on you.
Yeah.
It's the natural process of the body. It heightens all your senses, because it goes back to the caveman days where you're out hunting for a meal. And your body wants you to find that next meal. So it heightens your senses of smell. your sight, everything started being more colourful, and I could smell a bacon sandwich from
5 miles away.
5 miles down the road. So I was running towards it. But yeah, I just thought, every time that I felt myself coming to a bit of a wall, I just thought, I just reminded myself, right, I've got 24 hours left, or I've got whatever left, and I just thought, I'm going to stick to it just to see how I feel at the end. And it were awesome. I recommend it to anyone, because it's not actually as hard as you think, believe it or not, because it comes in peaks and troughs.
Yeah.
So like, you've done 24 hours, I think you could easily do it. Easy.
Oh yeah. And again, it's setting that target, because I've told myself I'm doing 24.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm on 22, I'm getting a bit peckish.
Yeah.
Can't wait to open that
yeah, it's,
but
it's,
again, if you stretch that goal out a little bit further, when you're not there, you're not there.
That's it, yeah.
So I did a world record audio live stream. It were a Guinness World Record that I did with my cousin, and I were in trouble at 24 hours. Mm. We couldn't have any longer than 5 seconds dead air time, so we had to talk the whole time.
Crikey.
And the goal was 52 hours to keep going.
Wow.
We ended up doing 53, and then we called it a day because we were pretty tired.
Wow.
But on the 24-hour mark, I'd never pushed myself to that point. There were no training involved. It would just organise this event and just rock up and do
it. Did you not like do anything before where you stayed up for a full night?
No. Never practiced it. Always valued my sleep massively because of what I do.
Yeah.
And I was like, right, okay, let's do it. And one of my reasons was because it was for charity. And it were for Yorkshire Cancer Research and the Brain Tumour Charity, which are two charities that are close to my heart. I had a picture of my mum, and I had it there. Every time it got tough, I looked. Mm. I looked, and I reminded myself why I were doing it. Again, why are you doing it?
Yeah.
And I got to the 24-hour mark, and I was like, wow, I'm struggling here. Yeah. I feel tired already, and we're not even halfway there yet.
Yeah.
I've been talking for 24 hours, non-stop, and my head's going a bit. So I took myself off to the toilet, just had a little tinkle, had a word with myself, and I did not voice it. I did not voice how I was feeling. I think that's then when you're really starting to talk your way out of something, if you start to do that.
Yeah.
So I kept my thoughts to myself, because we all get self-doubt at times.
Mm-hmm.
And I just literally just concentrated on 1 hour after the next and just kept going. Mm-hmm. And it got done.
Yeah.
And again, it's because the goal was set, the number was set, we fixed on it, and we went for it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So
that must... I can't even think about that, because... Did you start to hallucinate or anything?
Yeah.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. 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 It were a crazy experience. We had a 20-minute window of recovery.
Mm.
So we had a power nap in the back room. So one of us kept the show going.
Right, yeah.
Whilst the other one went off and just had a little nod. And I closed my eyes, and there were loads of shapes and light. It was just like a really weird experience.
A bit psychedelic.
Yeah. Yeah, it felt it.
Yeah.
And then before I knew it, it was just bang, gone.
Mm.
I was just absolutely stone cold out of it. Yeah. And then the next news is my uncle's opened the door and gone, Dan, you need to get up. And I was like, whoa, was that 20 minutes? I was like, wow. And then I come round, and it were a funny experience. We had some giggles as well, like really bad giggles. Yeah, it were really strange, but a funny experience.
Wow.
And something that I value.
Yeah.
And something that's helped me to, whenever I've set another goal, I'm like, I can do this, because I've proved to myself.
Yeah, that's it.
And again, it comes back to you guys. And if you're going to set a goal, prove it to yourself. Mm. Do it for you.
Yeah, absolutely. This has been good. I've enjoyed it. There's obviously, when we have a chat like this, Dan, sometimes obviously I learn things from just you talking about it, because we've never spoke about it before. So let's, you know, we'll round it up there, pal. And like I say, thanks for listening, guys, and hope you've enjoyed that one. Take it out and practice the five steps to create a champion's mindset. If you are liking the show, guys, all I can say is give us a follow on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on YouTube as well. It helps out massively. So yeah, join us on the next episode. Take care.
Thanks for listening to another inspiring self-made story, and we hope you enjoyed the show. We would be very grateful if you could kindly leave us a review, as it will help us impact a wider audience. You can do this on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. If you want to reach out on the socials, find us across all platforms using at the Self-Made Minds Podcast. See you next time, and happy success making.